Hello, everybody. How y'all doing? I'm Hank Wilson, and welcome to episode 81 of The Hidden History of Texas. It's all about the Texas economy in the 1850s, cotton, tariffs, and boom towns. Well, we are traveling back to the 1850s, a decade of cotton, cattle, and booming ports, but also one of economic tension and national panic. Kind of reminds you of today, doesn't it? Imagine you're standing on the docks of Galveston in 1855. You know, you see sailors, they're unloading heavy bales of cotton destined for England. Merchants are hustling to get imported goods, fine fabrics and wine into wagons bound for Houston and beyond. The bustling port was, in fact, the economic lifeline of Texas, and it connected rural plantations to global markets. Now, cotton was the king in East Texas, and thanks to low federal tariffs, planters could buy imported goods without breaking the bank. Meanwhile, our settlers and ranchers across the state were doing the same, relying on affordable tools and supplies to carve out farms on the frontier. Now, during this decade, the United States had some of the lowest tariffs in its history. The Walker Tariff of 1846 and the Tariff of 1857 brought import taxes down to roughly 17 to 25% depending on the product. Now, for Texas, that meant cheap imports and profitable exports. Unlike the industrial North, which wanted, as we see in Washington, protective tariffs to shield factories, in this case from British competition, Texans, well, we had little industry to protect. So low tariffs suited the state's agricultural economy. But 1857 also brought along the Panic of 1857, which was a nationwide financial crisis. In New York and Philadelphia, banks failed. Factories closed. Workers were laid off by the thousands. Across the Midwest, farmers watched as wheat prices collapsed. Now, here's one of the fascinating parts. Here in Texas, we largely escaped the worst of it, kind of like today. Cotton prices stayed steady, we have oil, and the state's rural economy, while affected by some credit shortages, remained stable. Newspapers at the time proudly reported that Texas's soil and cotton shielded its citizens from northern calamities, reinforcing the belief that the southern economic system was stronger than the north's industrial model. Now, beyond Galveston, Texas, we did have other vital trade hubs. Indianola, for example, served central Texas settlers and cattle ranchers. Ranchers shipped hides and cattle through the port while importing saddles and tools at prices kept low by tariffs. These ports were actually crucial for connecting Texas to the wider world. Now, meanwhile, not all Texans were wealthy planters. Small farmers on the frontier relied heavily on imported tools, nails, and clothing. Tariffs weren't just abstract policies. They affected whether a family could successfully build a homestead. Now imagine you're a settler in 1857 and you're reading about falling wheat prices in the Midwest. You're worried for neighbors far away, but you're also confident that your cotton crop could carry you through. That contrast shaped Texas's unique economic perspective. And here's where politics come in. Tariffs weren't just about money, they're about power. When Northern leaders pushed for higher tariffs to protect industry, many Texans saw it as a threat. Higher import taxes would raise prices on goods Texans depended on, with no benefit to our largely agricultural economy. Now, newspapers argued that such policies were Northern schemes to enslave Southern prosperity. Economic concerns fed the growing sense of regional identity that would help and would eventually lead to secession. So in the 1850s, Texas economy was a story of contrast, booming ports, profitable cotton, cheap imported goods, and relative insulation from national financial crisis. It was a decade that helped shape Texas' economic independence, reinforced Southern political alliances, and showed how regional differences could turn economics into politics. From Galveston docks to the East Texas plantations, from frontier farms to Indianola's cattle shipments, the 1850s were a formative decade, just like I think the 2020s are a formative decade. Texans saw firsthand how tariffs, trade, and global markets impact our daily lives. They affect us. Tensions would echo loudly in the coming years of conflict, and which echo loudly in today's world. That is going to do it for today's episode of Hidden History of Texas. Next time, we'll probably explore how railroads and migration shaped towns across the state, connecting Texas like never before. Thanks for listening. Remember, history isn't just about dates and numbers. It's about the people and choices that built the world we live in today. I'm Hank Wilson. I'll talk to you all later.